from John. It comes from Mark, the 11th chapter, the first 11 verses. I don't know why I told Jan that. I just make stuff up for her sometimes. It couldn't be at all that we were working on like four services simultaneously. But anyway, we are in Mark, which is the second gospel. So if you've already found your place in John, go back through Luke, and then you'll find Mark. And this is the story of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Listen for the word of the Lord. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, and he said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it to you. Bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately.' They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, 'What are you doing, untying the colt?' They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed him were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest!' Then Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. This is the word of the Lord. This morning we're going to hear from someone who was there, but we have not ever heard from them. No, I'm the war horse pulling a golden chariot.
Pardon?
What you see is what you get. What are you after?
Are you the donkey?
Well, given the usual absence of concern displayed by your species to the welfare of mine, you know, I saw that you chose a water buffalo over me in your heifer project voting. You know, this is beginning to get weird. You're not really interested in me, are you?
Welcome. Anyway, glad you could come.
Nice of you to mention it. Whom did you pay for my services, and what do you want? A set of autographed hoof prints on your backside?
Are you the donkey that carried Jesus?
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. Yes. Yes, and?
Well, what was it like?
Well, it was a new experience. I never carried anyone else before, and life has been all downhill since.
You mean a disappointment? An anticlimax?
Have you even seen the map? Jerusalem is on a hill, you silly human. Do you read the Psalms about this place? About going up the holy hill to the city gates?
Ah, yes, downhill. I get it.
Well, if the first time you did a job, you've been brought up to see as an everyday burden, and they lined the streets and tore branches off trees and waved them, cheering, and tore their clothes off their back and dressed me up as well as softening my path, dressed up the hard road for me dainty wee hooves. Wow, I never imagined such a thing. And then he got on. Not heavy, not light. Well within capacity, I'd say. And when you're being pampered and buttered up, it lifts the spirits. I was doing what they couldn't do, and they were delighted with me. And so what if it was about him and not me? Some of that rubs off, you know, keeps you going, even now. Some of them were going on about how he was a prophet or a king, humble and riding on a donkey. But just for that moment, it was about as unhumble a job as a donkey could wish for. I was beginning to think that being a beast of burden wasn't that bad after all. It was grand. But nothing stuck up, you see. Nothing exclusive about it. If he was a king, he was a king for the many and not the few. Maybe that's what humble really means. Open. Friendly, not pretending to any less than you are, nor more, neither. And no one was closer to him than I was. Just a wee bit of appreciation goes a long way, you know, but this was overwhelming. It was intoxicating. And the children cheered so loud that they got up the noses of those religious folk. I had to laugh in my donkey sort of way. Eah! But what could you do next? After a baptism of... After that, the run-of-the-mill is so, well, run-of-the-mill. When your first job is the best you will ever know.
You mean you had never carried anyone?
Oh, the ignorance. I'm a donkey, but I'm a colt. A young'un, but fully grown and ready to go. You know, we don't do this as a favor. It's our work. And I suppose I was just waiting, young and strong, waiting for that first time, for the whip and the cursing and the wait, and then the whip again. I'd heard all about it, with the suspicion, of course, that the slave drivers who took me away from my mother and left me tied up were not just fattening me up to sell for sausages or to the Romans for their bloodthirsty games. And that was why they'd left it so long. Because then his friends turned up and they said, can we have the colt? Jesus needs it.
Just like that?
Just like that. Listen, if you're asking, you ought to listen. When you're a donkey like me, you get no choice in the matter. We've got a reputation, you know, for stubbornness. That's true. But they should try more carrot and less stick if they want cooperation. But I've never known your kind not to haggle. Someone must have been planning this for ages. I'll tell you something if you make it worth my while.
More carrot?
Finally. Hold a minute. My mom taught me it was not polite to chew and talk. We got to the end of the road by the big golden temple, but it didn't look so shiny because the sun was going down behind it. You know, the temple is kind of a morning glory in this place. Faces east to catch the sunrise. Rubbish later in the day. Some kind of beautiful sunset. Not all the gold your people had piled on could compete with the glory of the heavens.
What did he say? Did he speak to the crowds? Do you have any good quotes from him? Great teaching. You know, he was famous for his stories, parables, they called them.
You know what? He didn't say a word. Total silence. Just rode along, nodding to the crowds, listening to the cheers. But there weren't any speeches or teaching or any of that. You know, now that you mention it, it does seem kind of strange that he didn't have anything to say to all those people praising him.
Well, then, what did happen?
He got off. Sent me back to where I'd started from. I could have carried him. We were headed the same way. But for him, it seemed enough was enough. I'd done what he wanted. He did what they said. Didn't take advantage. But you can read all the thanks, all that, excuse me. You can read all that thanks to your friend Mark in his gospel. One more thing. I just thought of it since you mentioned what he said.
Yes?
Got another carrot?
Here.
Hold on. This is really good. Carrot's not bad either. Just before he left. And this part isn't written down anywhere. So you'll have to just take it from the donkey's mouth. Anyway, just before he left, he leaned over so I could hear and he said, "Thank God for you." And it was like he was thanking me in person too. Like there's no difference between thank God and thank you.
And then?
They sent me back on ahead of him. After a bit, I looked back.
And?
He sighed and walked on to where he had to go. He was free. I was tied. But for a moment, just a moment, I knew we both had a lot to carry. Good carrots, by the way. Bring some more the next time you're in Bethany. I'm going to have carrot in my teeth for the rest of this service. Please stand as you're comfortable.